those, and then give yourself, like, say, I am committed for 30 days to do it as Corinne has written, and I will not quit. And there's no way in hell that I'm going to, like, do it for 5 days and break plans and stuff and be like, oh, it's not working. No, it's working. It will work if those 5 days you break plans and you figure out how to finally come up with the plan that you will follow. Most of you with a realistic plan do not give yourself enough time to figure out how to break yourself of planning like a jackass for yourself. It's going to take a few broken plans sometimes to, oh, it is the realistic plan. Just like our girl. She's lost like 7 pounds this week. And her daughter lost 3.8 and they planned all kinds of stuff. It's because, like, so much of you are refusing, like, plan your bullshit eating first. Because when you plan it, it's not as fun to eat it. You end up making different choices sometimes. And even if you follow it, here's what happens with bullshit eating. If you plan the bullshit eating, I promise you what typically happens, you end up eating a little less than you normally would. Because if you, like, say, well, I'm going to plan chips and I'm going to plan like a Snicker bar at night. You'll sit down with all of it and you'll, like, start with the Snicker and then you'll go to town on the chips, but you won't eat them unconsciously anymore. You won't just sit there and be like, it's another night. I'm just tuning out, just getting numb, just checking out of my life. It's so stressful. You'll eat a few chips and be like, okay, well, I ate my plan, and you'll put them away. And instead of eating 5 servings of chips, you will have ate like 1.5 or 2. That is why so many of you start losing weight. It's because, like, if you just realistically plan, most of you are unconsciously eating bullshit with no plan. And you're eating loads of unconscious bullshit. And then when you plan it, you might still be eating bullshit, but you're eating it consciously. And you end up eating smaller portions of your bullshit naturally because now you're thinking about it. I'm confused. I don't have a lot to lose. 10 kilograms to me is a lot. I don't know what 10 kilograms is. If you could, everybody always use like pounds. It seems like I have to be very careful about what I eat. If only once I overeat, I immediately gain 2 kilograms. I came to the conclusion that by not so much weight to lose, you have to be more hungry and then satiated. And the difference is just between your program and other diets that in your program, you rationally know why you have to eat little and often even hungry. I would like to not be hungry and lose weight. Oh, no. That is the problem. Why do you, like, you have 22 pounds to lose. Why do you want to not be hungry is the question. No diet ever is going to allow you to never be hungry. I want you to ask yourself, why am I so worried about being hungry? Now, what I would do, Ivana, is I would write to myself, like, I think hunger means. And I would list out 10 things that you think hunger means. For most of you, it's going to be like, well, I think hunger means I'm being deprived. And if I'm hungry, it means I'm going to binge. And if I'm hungry, I'm going to have to feel like shit and damn near pass out. And if I'm hungry, I'm never going to be able to have the things I want. And that is all of the reasons why you don't want to be hungry. And all of those things are just not true. It's like the human body, in order to function properly, was like, here's how we know the human body was designed to experience hunger before it's fed. It has these things called hunger signals. If the good Lord didn't want the body to get hungry, he wouldn't have gave us ghrelin, leptin, and tummy growls. I want all of you to think about this. You spend so much time trying not to be hungry as if it's unfair that you're going to have to be hungry in order to lose weight. It's like, it was unfair of you to overfeed yourself to this point. That's the unfair part. I remember one time I apologized to my damn body. And I was like, I am sorry that I overfed you for so long. I wasn't listening. I decided to do something completely contrary to the way that this thing was even set up and designed it to function. We don't even think about that as being a possibility, that we're actually supposed to get hungry. You know why? Because we live in a world of just like where it's all there and available. That is like, we have to be very realistic about this. So in order for you to lose 22 pounds, yeah, you're going to have to wait like the rest of us, walking the face of the earth, including the animals, for a moment when you're hungry. And then you get to eat. And the thought work needs to be like, oh, that was how the body was always designed. Somehow my thinking is what's skewed. I need to do the work on my thinking around my hunger. Take this work, Ivana. What I would do is I would do what I just told you. Like, I would write all of the reasons why you don't want to be hungry down. And then I would come up, you can take it to ask coaches if you want, but one of the most powerful exercises for all of you when you fear hunger, and a lot of you have asked about it today, is on one side of your paper is like, just draw a line. Like, seriously? One side is things I think about hunger, why I'm afraid to be hungry. And on this side, I want you to write what I could be thinking instead. Like, for a lot of you, when you think you could binge, like you, I might, like my Apple girl, you could be thinking, I'll see if I binge. I'm going to go home and try that out. I'm going to today not eat the apple and just see what happens. I know I could learn from it. That's a thought. Most of you think the thought has to be like, I'll never binge again or whatever. It's like, no. Like, if all of you decided, like, think about this. If every one of us said, if I wasn't afraid in this weight loss journey, if I wasn't afraid of the food, I wasn't afraid of the scale, I wasn't afraid of what other people would think, I wasn't afraid I wouldn't ever lose my weight, insert your fear point here, what would I be doing? It's one of the best questions to ask yourself in anything. What would I be doing? Because that answer is like sitting there waiting for you. The only reason why any of you are afraid is because you're thinking something. You're just thinking something. Weight loss is really simple. It's like we wait till we're hungry. And when we get hungry, we stop when we're satisfied. We write it down ahead of time so we don't have to think about food all day long. And we write down the stuff that will bring us some joy in life that we like, so that we can keep our weight off forever. We drink water and we go to bed. Like, seriously, I don't even know how much more simpler I can make weight loss. What makes weight loss hard is being afraid. And that is what we work on in here. How do we get past all that fear? And one of the first ways, like the easiest way for all of you to do it is to sit there and think, if I wasn't afraid, here's what I would be doing. Could I do that? And just be afraid and see what happens. It's a really good experiment. Okay, we're going long, so I'm not going to get to all the questions, but just wanted to let everybody know, I think this was a good call. This is a lot of food focused call. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I will be back, I believe, tomorrow night. Let's see what today is. Yes, I will be back tomorrow night for Buffering and Urges. We're going to do the member makeover. We have some people who signed up to get coached specifically on dealing with urges and how do you go through them. So I will be here for you at 6 p.m. Central Time. And if you can't make it live, guess what? It'll go into the Private Member Podcast. Y'all have a great day. Bye, y'all.